Austerity kills. Recent research from the London School of Economics shows life expectancy in the UK is at its lowest for 16 years. In fact, in the fifth largest economy in the world, life expectancy is one of the lowest in Europe. This is a daunting, morbid perspective that won't worry the wealthiest in society. Avoidable deaths are mainly on the rise among people under 50, and from economically deprived, working-class communities. On average, a woman from a deprived area would be expected to live for 78 years and 8 months, whereas a woman from a wealthier area can look forward to 86 years and 2 months. For most of us, Tory plans to have us retire at 75 aren't looking too appealing. Given the evidence presented by the research, it is quite clear that austerity kills. The Health Foundation commissioned the research, and commented that housing, employment and education, along with the NHS and social care, were the main factors influencing life expectancy. Unfortunately, the Health Foundation's recommendation of setting up a new independent body to scrutinize mortality data and government policy is hardly good enough. We need to collect the billions evaded or avoided in taxes by the richest individuals and companies each year, like Amazon, which paid £1.8 million in 2011 despite raking in £3.35 billion. The top companies that control the commanding heights of the economy should be brought into democratic public ownership with compensation only on the basis of proven need. Let's fight for a future that is worth living and isn't being cut short by austerity and the greed of the capitalist class. Carefully Socialist Party member.